to break down barriers in the administration of recovery care for individuals with mental health and addiction concerns. Three provincial ministers have now reached an agreement and agreed to work together to improve recovery measures based on groundbreaking work established through Alberta's provincial model. The combined effort involves these ministers openly sharing details on best practices pertaining to recovery-oriented care approaches in order to strengthen Canada's healthcare system. The plan was formally announced during an April 3-4 conference in Calgary, Alberta, where an estimated 2,000 delegates from around the country, and a few international guests, focused their attention on the Alberta recovery model. The annual Recovery Capital Conference of Canada is now in its eighth year. This model is being developed by Alberta's provincial government as a way to provide treatment and recovery support for those living with mental health and addiction challenges, and their work is starting to attract attention. We are eager to share the Alberta recovery model because we believe it is the most dignified, comprehensive, and compassionate approach of any jurisdiction across Canada in helping people overcome their mental health challenges and recover from the deadly disease of addiction, declared Alberta's Mental Health and Addictions Minister, Dan Williams. The cooperative effort includes ministers in Alberta, Ontario, and Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan is focused on helping people overcome addictions and live healthy, safe lives in recovery, stated Saskatchewan's Minister for Mental Health and Addictions and Seniors in Rural and Remove Health, Tim McLeod. What sets the Alberta model apart is the adoption of a new approach in the provision of care. Previously, Alberta's approach was focused on acute interventions deemed to manage the negative health effects of chronic issues. Although proven to save lives, the approach came at the expense of each individual's long-term wellness and also failed to consider the recovery of that individual's family members and the larger community. In the revised approach, the foundational belief is that all individuals should face as few barriers as possible in their pursuit of recovery. This is achieved through integrated and easily accessible recovery-oriented systems of care provided within the individual's community. The model follows recommendations from the Mental Health and Addiction Advisory Council, which was established in November 2019 to provide informed recommendations during Alberta's transition to a recovery-oriented health standard. The Council's final report, Toward an Alberta Model of Wellness, provided the framework to achieve this vision. The interprovincial partnership aims to break down barriers and is focused on recovery-oriented care, advancing Indigenous partnerships. And ministers will now work hand in hand to advocate on behalf of their combined provinces for an increased investment from Ottawa. Ontario's Associate Minister for Mental Health and Addictions, Michael Tibolo, said he's on board with the effort. Through our roadmap to wellness, Ontario is making unprecedented investments to ensure that those in our province struggling with mental health or addictions challenges get the care they need, when and where they need it, he said. I look forward to working in closer collaboration with my colleagues from Alberta and Saskatchewan to build systems of care that prioritize recovery and help more people break free from addiction. Advocates say the new partnership marks a step forward in provincial ministers working together to learn and establish policy through complementary efforts. Their vision seeks to bring meaningful and lasting change to all individuals suffering from the deadly disease of addiction or facing mental health challenges, according to an official report. Under our action plan for mental health and addictions, we are doubling capacity to make addictions treatment more available, more accessible, and transitioning to a recovery-oriented system of care to better care for patients, McLeod said. By helping people overcome addictions, we can save lives, heal families, and strengthen our communities. To learn more about the Alberta recovery model, visit alberta.ca/alberta-recovery-oriented-system-of-care.